WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Will the troops be paid during the government shutdown? Some of them are worried they won't be, despite the president's promise they will.
Iraq and Afghanistan veterans of America are calling on Congress to pay the troops and protect service members amid the shutdown. Tom Porter is with Blue Star Families and says many already live paycheck to paycheck.
Missing a payday means missing rent, missing meals, missing doctor's visits.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says troops and federal workers should be paid and lawmakers need to work to reopen the government. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has proven his critics wrong by coming to terms with leaders of other countries in the region.
I made peace with four Arab states, with President Trump, when everybody said it's not going to happen. Netanyahu doesn't want peace. I made four historic peace agreements in 2 months.
The prime minister spoke exclusively with CBS Mornings. You can see the interview on the program Wednesday. Racist thoughts expressed in a group chat of young Republicans on the Telegram app have been leaked, the very thing that some of the group's members worried about. Politico politics reporter Jason Bieferman.
Over the course of these 7 months, they exchanged messages with, you know, extremely anti-Semitic and racist comments. They referred to black people as monkeys or the watermelon people. They called rape epic. They talked about the love of Hitler with factions of their party or even supporting slavery.
The chat included leaders from New York, Kansas, Arizona, and Vermont. 6 months after he tried to assassinate Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, 38-year-old Cody Ballmer has pleaded guilty to attempted murder, arson, and terrorism. He was caught on video setting the official residence of the governor on fire. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He could be seen moving around the mansion, kicking at doors in close proximity to rooms where the governor and his family were sleeping. No one was injured in the incident. About an hour after the attack, Ballmer called 911 himself, criticized the governor's stance on the war in Gaza, and admitted responsibility.
Ballmer could spend the next 50 years in prison. The family of Grammy Award-winning singer D'Angelo says he has died after a prolonged and courageous battle with cancer. D'Angelo, first name Michael D'Angelo, real name Michael D'Angelo Archer, burst onto the music scene in the 1990s. His three albums won him four Grammys. He survived by three children. He was 51 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Game 2 in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Brewers and Dodgers tonight at American Family Field in the National League Championship. The Dodgers taking Game 1 last night, final score 2-1, but a crazy play in the fourth inning. The Brewers' Sal Frelick in center field, Dodgers slugger Max Muncy at the plate. Bases loaded, Brian Anderson with a call on TBS.
And Muncy skies one to center field, hit well, this one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall, he leaps, it's in and out of his glove, but he caught. Might have a play at the plate. The throw, not in time. He's out. He's out.
Frelick preventing a grand slam at the wall. The first 8-6-2 double play in baseball playoff history. Frelick after the game.
The ball kind of tipped off my glove, and then I just kind of saw it floating there, so I grabbed it and just fired it into Joey.
NBA, the Bucks hosting the Thunder tonight in Milwaukee in their final preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers tonight, low upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high upper 50s. Another rain chance into Thursday, highs in the mid-60s. More showers around for Friday than drying out and cooling down for the weekend. It's 46 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday, we'll talk to Leslie Dock, the national chair of Protect Our Care, about the stakes of the government shutdown fight for affordable health insurance for families.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, to the world headquarters at the intersection of State and Fairchild in downtown Madison. Few clouds in the sky, but Aaron Zommers, a little disappointing the Brewers did not get it done last night, but wow, what a game, and super competitive. It was fantastic.
Yes, that's the word I would use, is competitive. It was not a blowout by any means.
No.
We easily could have pulled that out. Or very possibly could have, not easily. You know what I mean?
Right. Had a chance.
The most memorable moment is what our very own Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area and our political editor tweeted, quote, the most discombobulating double play of all time. And he's right.
That's absolutely right. We're going to get to that a little bit. The Sal Frelick amazing play along with William Contreras at the plate.
Very smart.
A 404-foot double play. we'll explain if you didn't see the game last night. Talk Brewers. Game two is tonight. I feel good. I feel like the crew are going to even this thing out tonight at AmFam Field. It gets underway tonight. Same time, same bat place, same bat channel. 6:30 for the pregame show. First pitch at 7:08. From AmFam, the Dodgers against the Brewers. You can hear it over the air on terrestrial radio on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in beautiful Hayward. Cannot wait. Hey, now, I'll tell this, but we got plenty of news to get to. Also, in hour number two, going to be joined once again by Ty Morse of the great film. You can see the poster behind me. No Packers, no life. No tickets to give away per se today. But again, we've given away 4 pair. All those folks are going to join me and so many others. We're going to be broadcasting this program tomorrow live from the Majestic Theater in Waukesha, one of the great Marcus Theaters in this state, for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. I hear there's a couple of tickets left. If you want to purchase them, go to nopackersnolife.com. Yeah, they're $100, but part of the proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin. It's a great charity. You get to meet former Packers are going to be there tomorrow, along as well as the producers and director of the film, and some great food and drink as a part of this ticket. And Zommers and I will be there.
So, I will. Also, how many people do you know that can say they've been to a world premiere of a movie?
Not many.
You could be one.
Exactly. So get your tickets if you don't have them, a few left. And then the movie is going to go on sale throughout many theaters in Wisconsin. You can check that out at Marcus Theater's website as well. And hopefully, like just a bit outside, it'll be released little by little. So we're going to get into some of these Brewers highlights in a bit. Also on the news headlines, and again, not seeing a lot of this in mainstream media out there, legacy media. I'm going to tell you why I think we're going to tell you the story and why I think it is very important. And that is that the Pentagon today, under Secretary Pete Hegseth and the Trump administration, are forcing all media to sign a pledge, or we'll tell you what it all is, and pretty much partner, as they, my granddad Allball used to say, partner, everybody is saying no, including Fox News and Newsmax are saying this is a line too far. We will tell you what that is. Also hear from former Wisconsinite Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy putting out disinformation, misinformation on the what is a peaceful, being billed as a peaceful No Kid Kings protest coming up this Saturday. And I think Trump folks, MAGA folks, the Trump administration are nervous that a lot of people are going to come out and be peaceful. And so they're trying to gin this up and get disinformation out there ahead of it. We'll correct the record and we'll hear from Ken Burns, great documentarian. You've seen his work on PBS. Had a great interview here recently. Was on a panel, I think, for The Atlantic. And looking back in history, few people understand history better than Ken Burns. And looking back at the founders and how they kind of set up our Constitution and our country with the singular authoritarian in mind and how that is applicable to today. So all that, plus we got Ty Morris and maybe a surprise guest as well. Going to talk a little bit more about No Packers, No Life. We'll be there tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we're going to be up at WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in beautiful Wausau. They have an open house downtown for most of the mid-morning, mid-afternoon. Stop by, see us. Stop by and see the great Chad Holmes. As I always say, two hardest working people in civic media, Chad Holmes at WXCO in Wausau and Phil Nee at WRCO Richland Center, because these guys host morning shows. They're up early. They're on the air. Then they go and they cover all kinds of high school sports events, working sometimes 7 days a week. It's what radio should be, what it is. We're proud to have Chad Holmes as part of this network and proud to be up there. He's going to join us on the first half hour from Wausau on Thursday.
Yeah, these guys, they already have essentially, you know, what would be considered a very busy full-time job. Yes. And then they also do the high school sports.
Right. And they're everywhere. So looking forward to that on Thursday. Here's why I want to begin at 12 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. And we touched on this a little bit yesterday, this releasing of living Israeli hostages by Hamas yesterday. And now they're trying to get some of the bodies of the deceased back as well. Trump flew into to Israel and then went to Egypt. And there was a big, again, as I said yesterday, I'll give credit where credit's due. And it appears that the Trump administration had something to do with this. And so congratulations. I don't agree with how they handled it afterwards in terms of all the pomp and circumstance and making it so much about Trump. I don't agree with that part. But I'm glad these hostages are reunited with family and friends. And I think it's worth mentioning because, again, this is an underreported story today. It's so refreshing and uplifting to see and hear an example of a president who is more contrite. A president who doesn't care who gets the credit but wants to get things done. As our friend Trygve Olsen says from the Lincoln Project, there are two kinds of politicians, those that want to do and those that want to be. I would say that Joe Biden was the kind of president that wanted to do. And he backs that up today. President Biden posted this last night on his Twitter X account. Direct quote from Joe Biden. Quote, I am deeply grateful and relieved that this day has come for the last living 20 hostages who have been through the unimaginable hell and are finally reunited with their families and loved ones, and for the civilians in Gaza who have experienced immeasurable loss and will finally get the chance to rebuild their lives. The road to this deal was not easy. My administration worked relentlessly to bring hostages home, get relief to Palestinian civilians, and end the war. I commend President Trump and his team for their work to get a renewed ceasefire deal over the finish line. Now, with the backing of the United States and the world, the Middle East is on a path to peace that I hope endures, and a future for Israelis and Palestinians alike with equal measure of peace, dignity, and safety. Unquote. That from former President Joe Biden. The humility, the grace to earnestly, without sarcasm, without any sort of political point scoring at all, offers his earnest congratulations and thanks to President Trump and his team, as he says, for their work in a renewed ceasefire deal, getting it over the finish line. That traditionally has been how presidents of the United States handle themselves. And the fact that Joe Biden and his family continue to be literally under persecution by the Justice Department of the Trump administration, President Trump continues to make fun of Joe Biden, even though he is fighting stage 4 prostate cancer. It was announced, I believe, over the weekend that Joe Biden is now doing chemo and radiation treatments for his cancer. So certainly, I mean, he's still hanging in there, but going through hell himself, Joe Biden. But yet he has the grace to say, look, give credit where credit's due. And we did a lot, but Trump got it across the finish line, and I commend him. It may seem like a small thing to a lot of people, but it's acts like that that go a long way in preserving American democracy. And I thank Joe Biden for that. And I commend him for having the grace and wherewithal to do that. I think it says a lot. 17 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Want to get into this story today. Again, underreported so far, but appearing on NPR. This is for the Washington Post. Headline, news outlets broadly reject Pentagon rules before deadline for signing. Media across the ideological spectrum said they will not sign the Defense Department's restrictive new press policy by this afternoon's deadline. The Washington Post, the New York Times, the Associated Press, and CNN said they would not sign, as did Newsmax and the Washington Times. Step away from the story, I will add in, it is now confirmed that neither will CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox News, all saying they will not sign. Pat Murray, the Washington Post executive editor, said the policy runs counter to the Constitution's guarantee of freedom of the press. Quote, the proposed restrictions undercut First Amendment protections by placing unnecessary constraints on gathering and publishing information, he said. We will continue to vigorously and fairly report on the policies and positions of the Pentagon and officials across the government. The policy being put out by the Defense Department says reporters cannot obtain or solicit any information the Defense Department does not explicitly authorize. Any media representative who does not sign by 5 o'clock this afternoon Eastern Time has 24 hours to turn in their media credentials and clear out of their Pentagon facilities. Not exactly First Amendment stuff. What do you think about this? This new policy by the Pentagon, slowly but surely, hoping the people will not notice the Trump administration is undercutting the United States Constitution. Take your phone calls at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, and also some Brewers highlights. All that and more is next on The Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian,
Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children, right. So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Nair on air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show across the state of Wisconsin from Lake Michigan to Lake Superior, Green Bay to the Mississippi River, and all points in between. Glad to have you along here. What year was that? Was that 70s?
This is the version that's from the Best Of, so I don't know if it's actually.
What's the actual title of the song?
I can't go for that.
I can't go for that. Yeah. I just like the vibe.
It's from 81.
81. All right. I was thinking like maybe 78, 79. All right. 1981.
Close.
Only in horseshoes and grenades, as they say. Welcome back to the program. 23 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Going to get to some Brewer highlights from last night. And there were a couple. Good game. I ended up being there. I'll tell you how. So don't have a little fun. But right now, I want to finish up this much more serious story. And the Zomerin's great on the music there because I can't go for this either. Being reported by several outlets, I got an NPR story here, Washington Post, CNN, basically all major media outlets, that the Trump administration, Defense Department, is demanding that all media sign this document that says they agree to not obtain or solicit any information from the Defense Department that is not explicitly authorized by said department. You have to do it by 5 o'clock Eastern time today, or you have 24 hours to turn in your media credentials and clear out of the Pentagon facilities. And even Fox News and Newsmax are saying this is a bridge too far. Not going to do it. Back to this Washington Post story. The policy, quote, constrains how journalists can report on the U.S. military, which is funded by nearly $1 trillion in taxpayers' money annually, unquote. The public has a right to know how the government and military are operating. That is from the New York Times Washington Bureau Chief Richard Stevenson. The Atlantic, The Wall Street Journal, NPR, Reuters, The Guardian, along with the trade publications Task and Purpose and Breaking Defense, said they are not signing it either. Fox News, Hegg says former employer, also has chimed in now saying they will not sign it. The Atlantic's editor-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg, who was added to a Signal group chat, including Hegseth, earlier this year, said the constraints on journalists violate their First Amendment rights. As a result, the magazine staffers will not sign. The media policy is just the latest attempt by the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, to clamp down on journalists covering the Pentagon. The Defense Department's media staff rarely conducts briefings, kicked out mainstream media news organizations from their dedicated desks and restrictive movement within the Pentagon facilities. What do you think about this? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go up to beautiful Eau Claire, our great station up there, WCFW, The Tap. Gene in Eau Claire, thanks for listening, Gene. What's the...
Great reporting, you guys. This is wonderful. The press is finally realizing that maybe the people aren't going to get any information if it isn't, you know, due to them getting these stories out. And especially, you know, with Qatar, you know, building that air base in Idaho, you know, and that didn't get out there very, very loud. And so maybe they realize that, hey, maybe they need to do this for national and homeland security, too, to get these stories out to the people so they know what's going on in our country. So thanks so much. Well, three cheers for them. I hope they keep up that work. That'd be wonderful.
Thanks, Gene.
And you have a great day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Thanks, Gene, up there at WCFW, The Tap in Eau Claire. Yeah, we talked about that last week when it first broke that Trump, they try not to really just kind of slyly put this out there. That they approved the Qatari government to build an air base, a Qatari air base in Idaho. A foreign military will now have an air base on U.S. soil for the first time in history. Oh, by the way, same country that gave Trump a $400 million plane.
Huh.
855-752-4842. Keep it up north in the North Woods. Ollie calling in. Ollie, thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, just a little caveat on Gene's thing about the Qatari airbase. Trump is now perpetuating the enemy within. Mm. But I am so glad to hear that you led with this article about the news organizations. Not only is he clamping down on the information that they can release, he is also in that thing he is expecting them to sign. They are signing away their rights, and the Hegseth and the government are threatening to jail them for any communication that is not specifically okayed. Now, they're going to jail people for telling people the truth.
Right. Well, I mean,
and
go ahead.
This is like the beginning of the end when you cannot have truthful information about what is going on in your government.
Yeah.
And everybody, and I mean everybody, needs to get out and speak up about this.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Ollie. Thank you so very much, Ollie Northwoods. And you're right. That's, I mean, what we can do is talk about it like we are this network across the state. And I give a lot of credit to the organizations, most of whom are saying they're not going to sign this, and also peaceful protesting. letting people know that, you know what, this is just not going to stand in the United States of America. That's one of these big rallies, Neil King's rally coming up this Saturday. Going to talk more about that as well. And on the other side, there is one news organization, so-called, that has signed it. Who is it? We'll tell you on the other side, as well as take more of your phone calls. We see you on the lines. Do not hang up. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. Farm News with Midwest Farm Report is next.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Todd All Ball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
CBS News Brief. There's pushback on President Trump's workaround to pay the troops during the shutdown. Here's CBS's Erica Brown.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has warned this shutdown could be the longest in history as lawmakers remain deadlocked. But President Trump says his administration has identified funds to at least pay the military, a move some Democrats say is likely illegal.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas has to be watched closely, even though it's agreed to a peace deal for Gaza.
First, Hamas has to give up its arms. And second, you want to make sure that there are no weapons factories inside Gaza. There's no smuggling of weapons into Gaza.
He spoke exclusively to CBS Mornings. You can see the full interview on Wednesday. The family of Grammy Award-winning singer D'Angelo says he's died after a, quote, prolonged and courageous battle with cancer.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
D'Angelo was 51 years old. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Yahoo Entertainment is reporting big changes at Apple TV Plus. Just how big? They are removing the plus, so it will just be Apple TV. I realize that only sounds like a typing issue, but Apple says their new identity will be vibrant, despite removing a positive character from the company name. This is a similar form of identity crisis as the one HBO Max went through when it became Max and now is transitioning back to just HBO. That's like Pepsi Cola dropping the Pepsi part and just calling it Cola. Maybe now that Apple TV is removing the plus means they will minus the price that they just increased by $3 a month to $12.99. Can't blame a guy for trying. It's been over 2 hours since Taylor Swift has introduced a new product for Swifties to empty their pockets for. Well, time is up as Tay-Tay has announced a new 6-episode Disney Plus series titled The End of an Era. The show will follow her Eras tour. Makes sense. And the final episode will be a concert video of the tour. The masterpiece drops December 12th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap. Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers tonight, low upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high upper 50s. Another rain chance into Thursday, highs in the mid-60s. More showers around for Friday than drying out and cooling down for the weekend. It's 46 right now.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW political science professor Barry Burton and Professor Charles Franklin, the pollster from MU Law School. We discuss the shifts in Trump's approval ratings and the divide within Dems. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, spinning the tunes, keeping the calls all lined up like an air traffic controller, although he's being paid, unlike the air traffic controllers at O'Hare.
Ouch. Ouch.
Right. Day 14 of the federal government shutdown. Yet people are expected to come to work, such as air traffic controllers, TSA agents, and others. Might get into that a little bit more later. But right now, an equally important story that I just don't think is getting a lot of airtime in mainstream media today. It's in the Washington Post, National Public Radio, other places. But essentially, to recap it, put it in a nutshell, we're going to go back to the phone lines in a minute, 855-752-4842, if you want to call in and join the conversation, 855-752-4842. So the Defense Department, Trump administration, announced that all credentialed media, in order to keep your credentials and access to the Pentagon, inside the Pentagon, you had to sign this document saying that you would not report any information that was not first cleared by the Pentagon. Now, news organizations can still report on the Pentagon, but they're not going to have access inside the building. And this comes on the heels of many legacy stations like CBS, NBC, CNN being kicked out, not having desks. So you just basically go to the cafeteria or then sit in the briefing room. But the Trump administration wants to prevent or at least greatly hinder the ability for the free press to talk to people in the Pentagon. And we're not talking about, hey, tell us classified information or what's going on in the Situation Room. We're talking about things that are not classified that people are free to talk about and give reporters information. And so all major media to date has said they're not going to do this, including Fox News, who said they're not signing. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, The Washington Post, The New York Times, others. But there is, and back to this Washington Post story today, the only publication that has said it will sign the agreement is the right-wing One America News, better known as OWN. Not like the Oprah Winfrey Network, which is O-W-N. We're talking about OWN, One America News, which goes by O-A-N. They pronounce it OWN. Quote, after a thorough review of the revised press policy by our attorney, OWN staff has signed the document, unquote. OWN President Charles Herring said in a statement yesterday, he highlighted the bold-faced word revised in his email. Other conservative media pushed back against the government. Newsmax, the right-wing cable network run by Trump ally Christopher Ruddy, said it would not sign. The spokesperson told the Post, quote, Newsmax has no plans to sign the letter. We're working in conjunction with other media outlets to resolve the situation. And other callers have pointed out, I agree, in and of itself is disturbing, right? But then you put that with what we've talked about on this show on Wednesday with Tryggvi Olsen, who's fought authoritarianism in Eastern Europe, where you have this deployment now in certain major cities in the U.S. that tend to vote Democratic of National Guard and kind of the militarization out there. And now you take away the press's ability to talk directly to people within the Pentagon. And we know for a fact, because on-duty, active-duty military people have talked off the record or on background to reporters and said, look, a lot of us, most of us don't go along with this stuff that's going on. And so it would appear, keyword appear, that the Trump administration is now trying to really make it difficult for the press, the media, to talk with military people about this so as to quell any criticism about these deployments into American cities. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Brett in Brown Deer. Brett, thanks for holding on. What say you?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. You know, this is really a scary thing because he's trying to cut the press away from the military. He's trying to take over the military because they controlled him from ever becoming a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
So now he wants to assume all control and keep us from knowing what's going on. And now you've got, he's turned the armies and a war against the people inside the United States. Antifa, people, Americans call themselves anti-fascists, are now the enemies and terrorist organizations. But you can bring Qatar to America, who has actually sponsored state-run terrorism. Mm-hmm. I mean, the military might not strike American protesting, but will Qatar?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Brett. I appreciate the call. Appreciate your listenership there, beautiful Brown Deer. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's not so much that Qatar's going to, you know, have their planes start attacking U.S. cities, but to Brett's point, by allowing Qatar to have a military base on U.S. soil in Idaho, as the Pentagon announced last week, Pete Hegseth himself announced this, kind of matter-of-factly as an aside, basically, at a press conference, an oppressor. To Brett's point, remember, a couple of years ago when people were all up in arms that there was a balloon, a spy balloon floating across the United States. And I'm not saying that's great, by the way. But the MAGA Republican side went apoplectic. Why didn't Joe Biden's military shoot this down? What is he doing? Why do we have these spy balloons from unknown sources, China and the like? Well, that's nothing compared to allowing a foreign government to have a military operation on our soil, because we have virtually no idea what sort of listening devices, what sort of technology that they're going to have in that base, and who else in the Middle East who might not have Americans' best interest at heart are going to cut side deals with Qatar and have this infiltration literally within our country. Forget about people trying to attack us from the outside now. You're going to have a foreign government, and I don't care whether it's Qatar or France or anybody else. It's just you don't have foreign governments establish military bases on your soil. You could do joint operations. That happens all the time. Joint operations where you have, you know, Canadian planes come in to land at probably, I don't know this for sure, but I'm imagining Volk Field. You do joint military because we patrol the border together. But we don't have any Canadian military bases on U.S. soil. And so this is a very different tact by my former party, the Republican Party, which is essentially is the MAGA party now, that I left in 2011. Because it used to be that the old Republican Party stood for strong defense, not building foreign, allowing foreign bases to be built on U.S. soil. And I should have said, I come across this stuff, but do I want to use that for the show? And I'm like, probably not. This is like just a couple of days ago. I didn't save it. But it was a cut from a few, it was right after George W. Bush got out of office probably in 09 or 10 or 11. I don't know exactly what it was, because it was an interview with Matt Lauer, who was still at NBC at the time on the Today Show. I think Lauer got pushed out over the, the Me Too movement in 2011 or 12. So it's from a while ago. And I get it. I get it. Don't light up the phone lines with people that don't like George W. Bush. Put that aside for a second, all right? The point is that even at the time, then former George W. Bush was asked by Matt Lauer on NBC, what about the free press? Do you think it's the enemy of the state? And Bush kind of smirked and he goes, what do I think about the press? I think they're a much needed part of American democracy to keep people like me in check. We need a free press. We need a free press to make sure that we don't have authoritarianism's leaders in this country. You know, do I always have a great relationship with them? Not necessarily, but they're needed. So even a guy like George W. Bush would never have gone along with this, would never have allowed defense secretaries like Don Rumsfeld. You have never seen this from a Bush administration. And now you have people that call themselves Republicans who are going along with a blatant bastardization of the First Amendment, of the free press. And the point is, as Trigvi has pointed out on this show, as someone who's fought against this in real life in Eastern Europe, this is just another step in authoritarianism. Little by little, poco a poco, as they say in Spanish. And meanwhile, he's doing flyovers, you know, over Israel and getting press there and doing all these other things to distract people. But it's this kind of stuff that has long-term consequential damages, and that's why it's important we talk about it, we expose it, so you know what's going on. And I earnestly believe that there are people on all political spectrums. You see it today. How often do we see CNN and Fox News and Newsmax and the New York Times all being on the same quote-unquote side? They all realize this is enormously dangerous to the American experiment, and it should be called out. And this is part of the reason why that you have peaceful protests. Let's play this clip real quick. This is from Sean Duffy. Do we have time for this, Summers?
Yes, we do.
All right. Here's Sean Duffy, Transportation Secretary, being asked about the upcoming No Kings rally this weekend.
But again, the No Kings protest, Maria, really frustrating. I mean, this is part of Antifa paid protesters. It begs the question, who's funding it? But yeah, Democrats want to wait for a big rally of a No Kings protest, when the bottom line is, who's running the show in the Senate? Chuck Schumer's not running the show. The No Kings protesters or organizers are running the show. Is AOC threatening a primary against Chuck Schumer? Is she running the show? But you need a strong leader in the Senate to take control and make decisions. And Chuck Schumer's blown in the breeze. He has no power, no authority, because he's given it up to his primary opponent, potentially an AOC, yeah, or to the No Kings protester organizers. And it's shameful.
So he goes on and on there, obviously. But the point is, the Trump administration, they're trying to paint this. They're grabbing the narrative. They're out there in the media, and they want people to believe this is somehow a violent thing, which, of course, we know it's not. That's not what it's meant to be. And that's part of this reason of deploying military people and getting, you know, the militarization, is to rile people up in hopes that there is a violent backlash, and then the Trump folks could say, see, this is why we're here. So I encourage you to exercise your First Amendment rights this weekend. If you're going to a No Kings rally, do it. Be peaceful. Be joyful. Bring American flags and celebrate America and democracy. But don't take the bait and get violent, because that's exactly what they're hoping for. Come on back. Going to hear from Ken Burns on the other side. You're not going to want to miss it. Fascinating and important. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trick me? She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes now before the hour, 3 o'clock, top of the hour. ABC, CBS News, a weather and sports update. Great sports reporter Mike Clemens was there last night, as was I. We'll talk about it in hour number two at the Brewers-Dodgers game. And then joining us in hour two, Ty Morse from the new production of No Packers, No Life, the new film debuting at the Majestic Theater in Waukesha tomorrow. We'll be there. More on that in hour two coming up. Right now, I want to finish up this story in the Washington Post, other places, that the Defense Department, U.S. Defense Department, is demanding that all press sign a pledge saying they will not report on anything inside the Pentagon that is not first cleared by the Trump administration. And the only organization to say yes is the OWN network. Even Fox News saying they will not sign it. Newsmax will not sign it. Zomer's great producer found this clip I mentioned before the break. Former President George W. Bush was interviewed by Matt Lauer on NBC. This is probably 09, 10, somewhere in there after Bush got out of office. Put your feelings, whatever they might be, about George W. Bush aside and just listen to what even a former, the most recent former president, a Republican before Trump, this is what he said to Lauer's question.
In this country, did you ever consider the media to be the enemy of the American people?
I consider the media to be indispensable to democracy. That we need an independent media to hold people like me to account. I mean, power can be very addictive, and it can be corrosive, and it's important for the media to call to account people who abuse their power, whether it be here or elsewhere. One of the things I spent a lot of time doing was trying to convince a person like Vladimir Putin, for example, to accept the notion of an independent press.
Right.
And it's kind of hard to, you know, tell others to have an independent free press when we're not willing to have one ourselves.
You mentioned
former President George W. Bush on the free press. Even W. Bush would never have gone along with this. And that's where we're at in America today. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Joe in Madison on WMDX. Joe, what have you got for us?
Great story and fascinating, isn't it, that so many said, not doing it.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a really, I mean, boy, that gives me a boost and makes me feel a lot better about journalism altogether. I did want to add one little bit of information, if it may be of help for people in the military or their close friends or family who have information and they want to figure out how to get that information to a reporter. It's really important that people understand that the words on background or off the record are really fuzzy, and they need to work with the individual reporter if they find somebody they want to work with to be very clear about what they mean. Generally, on background means that the reporter can include the information in the story, but it can't be attributed to that individual veteran or service member. Mm-hmm. Off the record means you can't use it at all, but I've told you that something is happening, so you go out and start ferreting around and see what you can dig up and find this story. So it's sort of waving a flag from the background saying, there's a story here, but I'm not going to tell it to you because I can't for whatever reasons. So I think it's just important for people who are veterans or service people who want to relay a story about what's going on in the military to make sure that whatever reporter they talk to, that they are talking to that reporter in terms where they can write it down what people have said to you, that they're going to use it or not use it and how they will use it. And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, then it's worth trying to call around and, you know, talk to people you know who know journalists, talk to people you know who, veterans who have had a story to tell. You could call people on a national level and say, I'm not going to tell you my name, but give me some advice about how I might go forward with this. So don't leave yourself unprotected.
Great information as always, Joe. Really, really appreciate it. I'm up against the Dahmers. We've got time for this Ken Burns clip, or are we too close?
We have time.
All right. So this is Ken Burns talking about the founders and thinking about authoritarianism.
1787, in the summer, they start a constitutional convention. They pull George Washington, who's resigned his military commission, out to write a constitution and to try to figure out. And they're spending most of the time basically working on an operating system, and they're reverse engineering against a tyrant. I mean, that's what it is. The balance of powers, the three legislative stuff. They're always worried about somebody. Hamilton says, what if someone should ride the hobby horse of popularity and cause chaos? Jefferson, who's stuck in Paris, writes to Madison, who's sort of doing the code. Gouverneur Morris of New York is writing the poetry of the preamble, but Madison's sort of translating all of these compromises, genius compromises and incredibly tragic compromises that are having to be forged to put together the thing. And Jefferson writes, what if someone should lose an election but pretend false votes and reap the whirlwind? So what we have is essentially a struggle against authoritarian. As you heard Jefferson say, and it's in the Declaration, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. We are disposed as human beings from the beginning of time to live under authoritarian rule and be disposed to accept that. And that here, as Johann Evel points out, after being incredibly contemptuous throughout the rest of the series about these rebels, rebels have been able to defy kings. That's what the whole thing, and I think coming back to this founding story and being able to reinvigorate for everyone, this is made not with any particular audience in mind, we can reinvigorate the original purposes of it and maybe have some possibility of ending the trying times.
It's the great documentarian and filmmaker Ken Burns. And this is why history is important, folks. And this is why it's important we don't change or whitewash history, or that we take it and it's what really happened. That the it's remarkable that almost 250 years later, the challenges in which we face were thought of by our founders so very long ago. Back with hour two, including an update on the No Packers, No Life film, and a what's worse. Not going to miss it. Stay with us. You're listening to the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. In an exclusive interview with CBS News, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was unapologetic about keeping the Jewish state alive.
For the foreseeable future, not only for Israel, but for the free world and for the civilized world, you have to maintain your ability to defend yourself.
Netanyahu said Hamas has to follow through on its promise to give up its arms, a promise it made when it signed the Gaza peace deal. You can see the interview Wednesday on CBS Mornings. Hamas is already failing to comply with one part of the agreement. From Jerusalem, reporter Linda Grantstein.
While Israelis celebrated the return of all 20 living hostages Monday, Hamas continues to hold bodies of hostages killed on October 7th, 2 years ago, or who were killed in captivity. Hamas handed over four additional